views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's good to be back with you after a holiday break, and I do hope that everyone had a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving here in the States. That's what we do. And I know that people have different holidays around the world, and we have an audience that's around the world. So I may not know what all of your dates are, but I wish you blessings whenever and whatever it is you celebrate. So for here, last week we had our Thanksgiving, and it's kind of got mixed emotions out there, I think, with a lot of people. But I look at it as a day of gratitude, a day to be grateful for whatever I have, a day to be grateful that I'm here, that I'm still here in this lifetime. So that's really what I focus on in that. And a lot of wonderful things came through. Now, what we're going to talk about today is December, the energy of December, and what the angel's guidance and insight is for the month of December. This is the last month of the year. This has been one heck of a year with change, unexpected revelations, all kinds of stuff, you know, and it's been a big year for, I think, most of us. Really, I do think so. There's some out there that they probably started this journey of big, massive change before. And I'm one of those that trickles and does it gently and steady. You know, I'm not one of those that does the volatile, you know, stock market or anything like that. I just go steady. And that works for me. And but some people, it's like, nope, nope, nope. And then boom. Some of you might be feeling like everything all at once. These changes are happening to help you with your life journey and to move you forward from a metaphysical perspective, from energy, from being aligned with our truth. All of this stuff that's going on individually, look at it individually, is to help us move forward. Some of it as a group, you know, is to help us move forward as a group, as a collective. But we have to move forward as an individual to be able to be part of that collective. Okay? So with this month, it is the last month to wrap up all of the, you know, things that are coming to the surface for change. And it's preparing us for moving into the year of 2018. So we also have on November 3rd, we have a super moon. It's the last one of the year, and it's in Gemini. And it's interesting because on the same day, we go into another Mercury retrograde that will last until December 22nd. So I asked the angels for insights and guidance on this energy alignment that we have for the month of December and how we can best move through it for the benefit of us and the benefit of all, and to for the betterment of everything we may be trying to do in our lives. And, you know, you're going to start to feel that it's going to start connecting with others. I discovered a few things that were just absolutely amazing personally for myself this week as well. And I hope that you are taking that time to do that. Now, in a few shows, we have brought up the fact that meditation is very important right now. I'm seeing that even more so. I'm seeing that with people that really weren't giving that the time of day. They didn't have time to do that. Oh, I'm too busy. I got to get all this taken care of first before I do that. You know, that kind of lifestyle. They're not getting away with that so much these days. And I'm noticing that. And I'm seeing people that never would have even given it the thought of day are now just going, wait a minute. I've got to change how I'm approaching things. I have to take care of myself better. That's advancement. That's a good direction in the right direction. That's lifting your own personal frequency if you are going through that. Some people have been feeling some of the what we call ascension symptoms. And yes, they're, I don't like to call them a symptom, but that's kind of what they've been labeled. So you know what I'm talking about. So if you don't have anything medically wrong, they can't find anything wrong, but you're having all kinds of crazy headaches, or you're having dizziness, or you're having heart palpitations, or any of those things, but you go and medically you're good, you might want to look at it being energy coming up to the surface, and a particular chakra would resonate with that energy, because our chakras, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's energy transformers within our body, and we have several of them. Each one relates to different things. For example, if you're having heart palpitations, that might be the fourth chakra, which is called the heart chakra, which processes emotions and feelings and beliefs and you name it. Okay, a lot of the headaches, the pituitary gland, things like that, all these different things are expanding energetically when we look at it from a metaphysical or spiritual approach, because our frequency is rising as a group too. And our bodies are physical vehicles that our soul resides in while we're here. And it's catching up with so much change in 1 year that we're just not used to. We haven't been used to that. It's been slow and taking years for certain things to, you know, filter in the past. Well, a lot of this great shift that we've been talking about for the last few years is exactly that. Things have sped up on how fast they're shifting and changing. I mean, in some ways it's instant. In some ways it's, you know, maybe a week where it would take years. So, and it'll always feel like, oh gosh, wish it slowed down so I'd catch my breath. I'm not here to tell you, oh no, this is just going to be gloom and doom. It absolutely is not. That's one of the things that we're working on to discover, is looking at this from a new perspective and a completely different way of what is going on. Why is all this happening? Maybe I do need to look at this. So with that introduction to what we're talking about today, this is really awesome, because what we have for the month of December is this super moon, this full moon coming up, is a reflective moon. Okay. It's very, you know, we look at what we have done in the past or how we did something. And with the Mercury retrograde coming in at the same time, now we're going to be reviewing. So it's reflective review, inner reflections. It's really commanding us to go inward, because that truly is our greatest story that we have to share with the world. So what is your greatest story? Not something that happened in the past. That's not what I'm talking about. Not something that's happening today or what you want tomorrow, but your truth, your alignment, who you really are, really connecting into your soul and getting to know who you really are and not being afraid to be that. That's a big theme these days. And moving into 2018 is not going to change that one bit. This year was really ramping us up for next year, and it will continue to do that each year. But this one went with a lot. It just was like, okay, it's a loaded plate this time. But we have some great insight from the angels on how to work through this, how we can connect with our higher self, how we can really be that true who we are, that greatest story that we came here to share, how we can be that, how we can live that, how we can thrive in that. I'm seeing it in a lot of different people from a lot of different walks of life that are truly starting to pay attention to this. And that really is touching my heart in a huge way. I am seeing that. I'm seeing it across the board. Creatively, your right brain, right side of your brain, your creative side, is your connection to your spiritual side, and it's definitely wanting some attention. And we're working to, you know, bring that in with, you know, our logic side. So that it's a little bit of everything going on, and it's a very, very exciting time. So we're going to take a short break. We're talking about angel guidance messages for the month of December 2017. And we're also going to look at the energy and insights of how we can make the most and become the greatest story we came here to be. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
1230 WBLQ.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We also have our video live stream active this time. We've got some of that. That was crazy on that last show, right? Yes, we had lost our internet connection at right before we went live. So that's what happened to the last video on the most recent show in the archives. So we apologize for that. And it's been interesting around here just having to keep up with the changes. So today, my entire neighborhood seems to be going through transformation, and right next door, they are building a balcony. So you may or may not hear a couple of hammers here and there. There's nothing I can do about that. We're just going to go with the flow. I'm not even going to try and control whatever happens, happens, because that is me practicing flexibility with energy and the now. So we don't have to try to make it go a certain way. And this is me practicing to do that. And it's interesting because every now and then I just hear it really, really loud, or a saw. So if you hear some strange stuff in the background, that's what it is. My co-host is asleep at the moment, and we have had the doorbell ring sometimes, and then she goes crazy. So we'll see what happens. But that's the whole point. And so I'm trying to lead by example with that, because that's the whole point of what we're trying to do. We're really looking at things from a new outlook, a new perspective. Now, one of the things that is December's energy and that I asked the angels about, and I had Jophiel, which I love when Jophiel comes through. Jophiel comes through when we need positive reinforcement. Yes. Jophiel always comes through with that positive outlook on life when we need it, when we might be feeling a little beat down or discouraged. And some people have a little bit more of that going on at holidays if things have been different in the past and now you're going maybe through a first one differently, or you lost somebody, something like that. That can really feel weird, you know? Here's a weird one. Now, keep in mind, guys, if you're new to the show, this is metaphysical and all about energy, and we are looking into ascension. All the week that I was preparing for our holiday last week, because I was the one that did all the cooking. I love doing that anyway. I love looking for organic, healthy ways to do what is a tradition. And sometimes it can be challenging, but that's what they got. So when you are eating something at my house, you don't have to feel guilty about anything. It's going to feel good. So I'm really, really a stickler for that, because I believe in it so much. And I know that it's changed my life. Well, running around doing things, no matter what I did, no matter where I went, I could swear that nobody could see me, and it was like I was invisible. And then I discover through some of the pipeline on energy that other people are experiencing that. I'm thinking, it's like they can't see me. Really? They can't see me. And I was having to literally go through grocery stores or shopping defensively a little bit so I wouldn't get stepped on, so they wouldn't knock me over. And I just thought it was so strange. And they would see me after I acknowledged them. That was when they could see me. They couldn't see me until I did that. And some people are like, well, that's just the hustle bustle of the year. No, it's happening everywhere. I take my co-host Demi walking every day. I'm having to be careful there too, down the roads. They'll just back right up out of their driveways and run me over. Yes, I've had to bang on the back of a trunk. I'm back here, you know, so, and I'm waiting and I'm making sure. It is the oddest thing, but I went digging into that because I'm going, is this an ascension symptom, or is this part of when your frequency is higher? Because when it's happening, I'm in my highest joy. I mean, I was having the best, you know, you go up and down with your joy. Your frequency goes up and down. And I asked about this, and Michael said, don't fear it. Not everybody's going to be on the same page with that, but don't freak out if they don't see you. It's not that you're being ignored or anything like that. It's they probably can't see you if they're at a different frequency. Dimension. Yes. We've been talking about going from third to fourth to fifth dimension. Well, I feel better than ever. I'm happier than I've ever been. And this is happening. So I'm thinking, okay, that's interesting. But as soon as I speak to them, it kind of brings us into the same frequency alignment, and then they see me. So I'm just having to be a little more outspoken with that. I don't need to be hiding in the shadows or assume. So I'm sharing some of that with you because, you know, sometimes we can just start to feel like, you know, what's going on? How come they can't? Why is anybody not hearing me or listening to me? Maybe it has nothing to do with anything you're doing at all. Maybe you are raising your frequency, and it's just that some of the people you might be around are in a different one, because you won't necessarily see everything from different dimensions. I know, lots said for somebody that's never heard of what I'm talking about, but if you think of a fan blade that's going around slow, you can see all the individual blades. Think of that as the lower frequency or dimension. Say that's third. And then when you put it on medium, it's like that's fourth dimension. You can see them a little bit, but not as much. Say you put it on super high. Now it just looks like a big going around, right? You can't see the individual blades. That's the higher frequency. So that's a way to kind of relate to it. And the higher you go, it's a lot easier to hear the angels. It's a lot easier to connect higher self and see it and not second guess yourself and not doubt and all of those wonderful things. You don't really necessarily feel, you know, this insecurity about anything. You just know, you know. So you'll also have more of a vibrance to your energy. You'll feel less physical pain. And I've been noticing that. Now, I go up and down. And when I go back down, that's when I feel it all. Yeah. So right now, a lot of us are going back and forth, in and out, up and down. That doesn't mean, oh, no, you failed if you fall back down into a different level. Sometimes we're just going back and forth to communicate. Okay. So with December, we're looking for that inner reflection. If you can take your 5 to 15 minutes of closing your eyes and just listening, you don't have to do anything formal. Just listen to inside you. Listen to what's your heart, what are those things that cross your mind constantly that you really want to do and there's never time for it. Listening inside. And you don't need to do a long time, honestly. You could do a few minutes here and a few minutes there. That's all you need. And it's not about somebody else telling you what it is. Because with my intuitive work, that's changing. Because I don't want to tell you. I want you to learn. That really is a goal for me. I want you to learn how to trust what you're picking up. And I want to teach you how to do that. I want to teach you how to raise that. That's my work. Energetically, it's all about the energy. It all ties together. Creative outlets help you do that. Absolutely. I'm noticing with musicians, then this is really cool. Not every musician, but you know, some of the up and coming out there are putting out songs and music with a message that's not much different than I put out here every week. And I think that's beautiful. And I want to that touched my heart when I've heard some of that. So the generations coming up, the new things coming up and out, whether it's music or shows like this or, other shows, you know, people want something that helps lift them up and encourages them. So why not, you know, do that? Don't be afraid to do that. You're going to see a little mixed bag about all of it out there. But if you are just not feeling that anymore, if you are just, you know, it's just not working for me, why are you still doing it? That was one of the things Michael asked when I asked about this, because he said, this is a time of celebration. This is a time of inner reflection. Great insights if you took the time to do it. If people were to make a priority of just stop and listen for a moment, your higher self, your soul has a lot to share with you and is ready to lead the way and show you an incredible life. The greatest story you ever told is coming if you connect to that. Some of you already have, maybe. You know, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Make sure you're being patient with the rest of us or the rest, you know, everybody else, because we're not all going to be doing it simultaneously. That would be amazing. But I think that would be a lot too. It already feels like a lot of change. It feels like a lot of things. So Gabriel came through as well, because Gabriel is all about communication. He's kind of like the, you know, all angels are messengers. But, you know, he's about communication. He's about the creative outlets. He's about nurturing, you know, and it's very, I say he, she, you know, and that's an interesting thing I'm bringing up, because how does Gabriel or an angel come through to you? If you connect, does it have a male or a female feeling to it? Because they're genderless, but they will come through and resonate to you with what you need, right? Well, for me, sometimes I need to be more assertive, okay? Like if I'm invisible in the grocery store, that I need to be more assertive so they see me, right? Instead of thinking, oh, I'm not a victim. They're just stepping all over me. No, not at all. And most people are just like, oh my goodness. You know, they just don't know. So there's a lot to this. It's really interesting stuff. So when we come back, I'm going to go into a little bit more about what Gabriel says, what Jophiel says about December and about what we have to look forward to, not dread, with the Mercury retrograde. All right. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, that's what we're going to be talking about, angel guidance for December. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com. Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in and joining us, we're talking about angel guidance, insight, the supermoon, and Mercury retrograde coming in December. We have a big full month of energy, lots of energy, and there's a very positive way to work with it. So that's what we're talking about. Now, let's talk about what Gabriel is saying about that and what Jophiel is saying. Jophiel, for one, is saying positive, you know, Jophiel is when you need a boost of positivity. Yes, you're going in. Yes, you'll have some interesting reflections of how things were done in the past, how you always did them, how you did this, how you did that. But there's a positive to it. Some of the reflections might feel heavy, but you're going there to address them, review it for positive shift. And there is positive choices and changes you can make. Instead of something bringing you down like it always did, you're going to look for that positive shift. Ask for that with intention. Absolutely, because you can choose, you know what? This always discourages me, but I'm not going to let it do it this time. I'm not going to do that. And you change and you shift right there. You actually have that much power within you with that free will to choose which way you want to go down a path. So this is going to feel like you're pulling back a little bit because of the retrograde, but it's not a negative. You know, that Mercury retrograde for 2 or 3 weeks always has this, oh no, nothing's going to work. It's really not the way I have found and discovered to embrace a Mercury retrograde. They're gifts, and we get several a year. They're gifts to discover better ways, to discover something about yourself that you didn't realize that, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. I want to change that or keep that. Okay, some of it's going to be, oh, that's good, kudo. I didn't realize that about myself. Good. Or it might be, I don't want that anymore. Retrogrades let you do that. But with the full moon coming on December 3rd, at the same time the retrograde starts, it's interesting because super moons, this is that last one, they're more amplified. The energy is more amplified than, you know, a regular moon, I guess is the way to say that. But with the retrograde, it kind of pulls that amplification back a touch. And Gemini is reflecting back of the self. If you think about that, that's a symbol of the twins. And you're seeing yourself, but you're going to be able to go inside. It'll slow it down a touch. You'll feel like you're taking all these efforts and steps forward, like two steps back, one step, two steps forward, one step back. You'll feel like that a little bit. Don't let that frustrate you. That's exactly what this energy does, because it's, I didn't see that the first time I did it. Let me try that again. Let me reroute that. Let me do something different with that. If you have dreams, here's another big one. Here's another big one that was coming up about this. If you have dreams, visions, or aspirations about what you really want to change in your life, or maybe you want to start something new, some people look at a retrograde as don't start anything new, wait till it's over. And I'll be honest, in the past, some of them did feel that way. And that's what I did as well. This one feels different, just like everything else this year, right? This one does feel different. This one is, it feels more, don't stop moving forward. It'll just feel a little slower. You might feel like you have to redo something a little bit more often, but that don't take that as a discouragement. It's actually slowing it down so you can find better ways. So it's actually an advantage. It's an advantage to you that would happen, not that it just rushes right through, because you'll pick up and catch things that you didn't see the first time you went through. That's a good thing. So with this Mercury retrograde and this supermoon, the angels have said, look, you're going to be reflecting, but don't look at it negatively. Look at it for what you can learn from it. And don't be afraid to see your reflection. That's what you'll see. Dreams might get really interesting on that. You'll be waking up going, what was that all about? Write it down. Write it down. Because you may have a few in a row, or they may skip a couple of nights, but if you write them down, or the gist of those dreams, what stuck out to you? For example, was there a color, a number, a personality, the situation? What was the emotion you felt? What was the reactions you were having in it? Those are huge clues. And I definitely recommend you write that down right now. Some of them are going to be, what was that? You know, that was the weirdest thing ever. That's okay. That's because things are waking up within you. The energy is shifting a lot of things about our chakras, our bodies aligning. You may find one day you need a lot of rest. The next day you can't drink enough water. Listen to that. Listen to that. The next day you might have so much energy, you just want to do everything in one. Okay, do that. It's okay if it's not your normal routine. That's the point. Be okay with something being out of the norm, because the whole norm thing, the whole normal, there is no normal. Don't rely on the normal. Because that you're creating a brand new one, actually. And it seems like every day we're changing it. This is what it's like to, and I like to relate this to sketching in pencil when I'm working on a painting. You know, when you're at the drawing board and you're trying to come up with your idea, or some people call that brainstorming, you want to erase. Or if you're doing it on a computer, you hit delete a lot, right? Because you're redefining it. You're changing it. And we're literally going to have this opportunity in December, from what Michael is telling me, Archangel Michael, to do that. We're creating a brand new life. We've been working on that all of this year and for the last few years. It's been gradually doing that, but we're getting serious now. We've got a few new abilities and talents under our belt. You may or may not know you have them, but you do. And we can really start living that a little bit more. The fifth dimension frequency does not have fear. You're living your happiness. You don't have to worry about health issues so much. It's very, very different. Another exciting thing that I'm hearing out there, and I won't put names out there because that's just, I won't do that. But I'm hearing people that are sharing some of the natural things they've done to heal themselves with their doctors and medical doctors. Not all of them are on board, but there's actually a few that are listening. They're taking notes and they're watching your blood count levels, and they're seeing that it's working, and they want to know what you're doing. That's a good sign. That's a good sign, because they're not learning that in medical school, but they're opening up and expanding their consciousness to see a bigger picture. And I say hats off to the ones that are listening to their patients. Yes, schooling and training, and I'm not knocking it, but I'm saying, yes, there's a lot of shift going on. And I think sometimes we have to just go back to that drawing board and look at everything. That's another way I'm seeing it. I'm seeing a lot of things change all across different lifestyles, different professions. People are approaching things differently. If you just listen to all the negative and everything they're putting out there and this and that, then you're missing the beauty of life. That's what Jophiel says to me to tell you. You're missing the point. That's just one side of it. You need to flip the coin and reflect and see the other side of life that has a lot of great possibilities in it and a lot of love. The energy of love is growing stronger, and who'd have thought it could be any stronger than it was? But the power of love is the miracle that is shifting everything. And when we allow it into our lives, we allow that would be self-love. We allow it to flow into us and out to another. We let go of some of that lower frequency. We're moving away from resentment and anger and blame. The blame thing has got some things to work out. But you can choose to not be a participant in that. You can choose to not blame somebody else for you. So when I say that, I'm not saying your whole life has been easy, and I know I've been through mine, but what if when I was walking around and nobody could see me, what if instead of going, oh, people are just stepping all over me. See, that's what I mean about blame. Like they're doing it to me. I could have taken that approach. And at first, you know, your body almost tries to respond that way. Your reaction because of old school thinking. And then you just shift it. So whatever's applying to you. So that's what I did with that. I went, oh, no, no. I don't think they really can't see me. After three or four within an hour, I mean, no matter where I was, no matter what I was doing that entire day, but I was having the time of my life that day. They didn't see me till I said hi to them. So I had to be the one to say and speak out and give love. And as soon as I did that, you know, they saw me. I wasn't getting stepped on anymore. But it was kind of interesting. And I thought, this is weird. This is weird. So I made note of it, but it's happened quite a bit since. So it happened before in the past, but there was a long span before it was doing it again. And this was just constant. So I went, okay, wow. Or you can't find where you laid something down. Okay. Well, if you were in a higher frequency when you placed it somewhere and then you went back down to a lower, so you might not see it. I know. Sounds crazy, but it's not. It really isn't. Why not? I mean, I prefer happiness over anything else. Happiness, joy, love, I just want to live it. And I want you to live it with me. I want you to join in and share it, allow it, embrace it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we have a little bit more to wrap it up about the retrograde, so you have a little more insight on that. And we're doing angel messages and guidance for the month of December. There's a great power month coming in December, which will help you to prepare yourself for 2018. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend In Silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff. angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. 1230 WBLQ. And welcome back to the last segment. We've been talking about the energy for the month of December and angel guidance for all the energies that are coming into play. Now, just to kind of wrap up what's going on with this last month, this whole year has been about challenging you for big change. Some of you have gone through that. You're still processing it. But this year has been really coughing a lot of things up to the surface to be dealt with, to be realized, to heal from, etc. This full moon is very strong in the fact that it will help reflect back to you very important insights that you may have been denying within yourself, very important truths about you or about situations or about anything. You'll start to see things for how they truly are because you need to. If you're in denial or don't want to go there, you know, that can make it a little more bumpy. Another big one about the retrograde that I want to give you a heads up about is because the retrograde coming in with the full moon, and this comes from Michael, and he says, if you struggle with this, ask me, I will help you out with this. Okay. It's going to bring some things up to the surface very strong. Some of them might be, you know, a little much. They might make you a little sensitive and overly reactive. The retrograde slows that down a little bit, which is a good thing because you want to think before you speak. You want to think before you act or react, maybe a response instead of a reaction. This will help you to do that, but if you really feel like you're resisting or fighting this, there may be a denial of facing some truths, and they don't need to be scary. They're there to benefit you. All of that that feels so challenging is to show you some things and perspectives, and maybe it's time to get rid of an old way of doing anything or a belief or an attitude or an approach. That's what this year has been about. Now, as we start moving into 2018, the goal was to know what those big changes were that we needed to bring in. That's what 2017 was about. And moving into 2018, it'll start implementing the changes if they haven't yet. But the need or like, what else that upset the apple cart kind of feeling that you've felt this whole year, that will eventually, but very, very slowly start to fade out as we start approaching into the next year. So honestly, this particular month is a great blessing to really bring truths out, but then it kind of hits a slow-mo button with that retrograde for a couple of weeks so you can kind of catch your breath and see it, but not avoid it. Just like, oh, okay, I can deal with that later. No, it is about dealing with it now, but in a positive way, one that will be showing you the greatest story that you ever have been, that you ever will be. That's you. You are an incredible being. Every single person is. There's nobody better than somebody else. And everybody is so unique in how they approach things. And we've been trying to wrap our brains as a collective group to allow people to do it differently, you know, if you think about it. But this is not being afraid to do it yourself because you don't want to be judged or something like that. Yeah, all that's going to be changing quite a bit. It is changing. If you were to put the intention to go into the world and see the positive changes, you might be very pleasantly surprised at how much is out there that you may not have noticed because you were so busy worrying or being afraid of what ifs or what you're seeing in the news or whatever. Wow. Don't miss life. Don't miss your greatest story and don't miss life because you're so preoccupied with worrying about it. Worry is the energy of fear, and it's a lot of wasted energy because it's usually about stuff that may or may not happen. You know, I mean, why do that if it's probably not going to happen? So I say that because, yes, we've been in a defensive mode. We feel like the inside of us has been in such a war zone for so many years for the way it used to be. But that's all changing, and I'm seeing it changing out there. It is changing. Do yourself a favor and go look for those positive changes too. They are out there, and the more you focus on wanting to see those, wanting to be encouraged by those, ask the angels to show you some of them. Ask your higher self, like, let me see some of these positive changes. All this that I'm going through, I would love to see how that's benefiting me. I know, I hear the sarcasm out there. There's just going to be that out there. But, and I used to be that way too, a long time ago when I was going through some tough stuff. And I look back now and they were the best things that ever happened to me to be where I am today. Life is a gift. Life is beautiful. Life is here to let you reveal your greatest story ever told within you. So what is it? You probably don't even know what it is. What are your passions? What just lights you up like a Christmas tree? Okay, if you're into trees. But, you know, what lights you up? What excites you? Because when I say what lights you up, now you're shining your light from within you when you are sharing that with the world. So, and sometimes you don't feel like it, I know, but you know what? This really is an opportunity to seek out the positive changes in the world that are happening right under our very nose, all within our community, all within different aspects of everywhere. There really is a lot out there that is shifting, but you have to be willing to see it. And that is shedding light in a positive way. Because the more you focus that way, the more will come to light for more people to see. So I really like the message that the angels brought. Michael's like, you know, when you feel like it's getting to you, call on me to give you one of those angel hugs of support. Jophiel, Archangel Jophiel, is fantastic when you need some positive incentive. Or maybe you can't find your way back to a positive attitude. Ask Jophiel to do that, or to help you out. You know, give you a little bit of something to see differently. Because honestly, the way you believe and the way you think and the way you approach life is how you're creating your reality. And you shift those things. You shift your reality, you shift what you experience, what you draw in, and it really is worth the effort. It really is. So if you're feeling some challenges, ask, what is the lesson? What is it that I need to see within this challenge that will help me be more of who I can be? That's what I started doing that a few years ago. That was the best thing I ever learned how to do. It really was. So that's what you want to do. It's a great way to do it. Love you guys so much. I'm here with you. Look forward to December being fantastic, and we will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.